give the lease up, we don't have a place to meet, right?
We have to do like almost every other neighborhood around here. We either go to Baylen Park or we can rent a place. It'd be a lot cheaper than leasing here.
Oh, yeah, it'd be cheaper.
How much are we paying on this place?
$9,000.
But it's going to go up.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
You know,
it includes every bill that you pay, utilities and anything.
I mean, it all discounts it, but it doesn't matter. There's still money we're spending on this building. In fact, November, we had a bill of electrical bill for $237.
For what?
No one's in the building.
Are they lying?
I don't remember if it was very hot and I left the air conditioner on at, 70, because I always leave it at 76 or 78, or maybe it was very cold. It's an electric furnace. But either way, it was a lot of money. So what I did right before the freeze, I turned off the water and I turned off the power. So this building was completely dark. Our electrical bill this month was $30-something.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, come on, $200? Oh, no.
I forgot it, but it was like $32, maybe $38. But it was, and so tomorrow, I can't do it tonight because it's too dark. But tomorrow I'm going to come back. I'm going to turn off the power. I'll leave the water on. If the freeze comes again, I'll turn off the water. But
you got to turn off. His pipes broke with that hard freeze. We just
a lot of people.
And so, well, we were fine, but I came and turned it off, drained all the water, flushed the toilets to make sure everything got drained. So the building was fine. But, tomorrow I'll come and turn the power off again, and a day before we come and meet, I'll turn it back on. Any other questions on the budget? Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
I guess we should make a motion. Well.
I move that we accept the proposed budget for
us. Second?
I second.
In favor?
Aye.
Passed. Second one? Hiring of lawyers to file against people.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, I got a question. So what would they do to those people?
Oh, just send a cease and desist letter. And if they really continue, we can take them to court and get them.
How much would it cost? Because if we go to voluntary things, can we afford it?
Well, the person that sent a letter to the person that was sending those emails, how much she charged us?
Mm-hmm.
$20. So she's not going to charge us a lot. I already asked her and she's willing to do that.
So it's just for the cease and desist letter. And when they don't comply?
Then we'll decide whether we want to take them to court.
Okay.
Okay.
This needs to be.
What's that?
It's just $20 a piece and it depends on how many people we get.
No, we got to make a motion.
Okay. I was just trying to.
No, we got to make a motion to.
Yeah, no, I was just saying if we do vote on it, we have to consider it in the budget. But you have a miscellaneous line, so. For $1,000.
In the budget?
Yeah.
Yeah, miscellaneous. Right above the total.
No, we're covered, and besides, anything, if it gets too expensive, we can, I have, actually, it's up at the top, deed restrictions, legal, $2,000.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
And who's going to report those people, the committee that?
Yeah, assuming they volunteer.
Oh, okay.
If not, I guess nobody.
The Karens.
Yeah, the Karens.
So, a motion.
They will kick us out.
Well, any questions on any of the others?
No. discuss them and then just vote?
Yes.
Yeah, we can discuss and then vote on. Vote on all the rest of them from 2 to 8.
Yes, so if we decided to keep the building, can we really afford collective voluntary fees?
No. Yes, how come? It's a decision that has to be made later.
So you need to decide on that first.
Okay, I'm going to talk to the city, but there's no guarantees. I'm going to talk to the city and see if we agree to mow. See, they pay somebody to mow half this yard. And I guarantee you that the city usually pays their contractor.
It's a contract and it's a little problem.
quite a bit. So I want to see if I can make a deal with them that we do all of this, because we'll pay them a lot less. And we get credit for the same thing they're paying the city plus this part, and then may cover. But you know, I don't know. The city really doesn't want this building either.
Yeah. Okay. Also, if we were to do that, what is the anticipated number that you think people might pay if it was like voluntary?
About 20%.
And this is based on numbers before.
That's almost. No, well,
because that's the last time it was, right?
That's what Sharpstown is. That's what Robindale is. That's
we're different.
No, we're about the same. Same type of people, same owners.
But there are more.
Huh?
Sharpstown has more
people.
All right, but it's good. Percentage, just 20%.
That would pay.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it might not even cover the insurance for the officers and the directors on board.
Well. You know,
yeah, the committee and all that stuff.
You got to remember, we have a lot of reserves. If we stay on budget, at the end of the year, we're still going to have about 60.
Yeah, but if it runs out and then they have to get the community to vote on having fees, it might be insane to get people to vote on paying at that point.
Well, then it's up to them to decide whether they want to keep the city club.
So I'm guessing even if that was the case...
But you got to remember, that's something that's going to happen 10, 15 years down the line, assuming they don't waste all the money.
It's going to be wasted if it was Karen's. If they're going to hire another management company and then...
Well, then they're going to lose the civic club.
They're going to lose it because they can't even cover insurance for officers or lawyers or people or any of that.
Well, then they're going to lose the civic club.
Yes, they're going to lose the civic club, but then they can't even afford to have all the other things. They can't afford to have the board, the architecture committee, the lawyers, whatever.
That's true. If they spend it all, that's what's going to happen.
Yes, that's going to happen. So do we really want to risk it? Because then, if you want the community to vote on it, nobody's going to vote on paying, right?
Yeah.
Why would they do it?
They have to learn how to follow a budget. It's very simple. You know, in 2021, because they hired the management company, and the management company brought in about $40,000. They brought in more than normal because the year before that, they hadn't done a good job collecting. They spent almost $15,000 more than they brought in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't run a business that way. Last year, we spent maybe $7,000 to $8,000 more than we brought in. And it's because of rentals. I'll be honest, it's because of rentals. Not only were we paying them the $930 a month, which is $11,200 a year, every time, especially at the beginning, I had to say, stop doing this, stop doing that, stop doing this. You know, they would charge us extra.
So the way I see it is that if, God forbid, the Karens were to be on the board again, then they're going to just enforce rules from their head and decide that people need to pay, say, for example, $100. And then when people don't comply, a lot of problems will arise in the community, and which is something that we don't really need.
But they can't do anything.
But however, if you think like we can operate on only 20% of what's paid, then why don't we make the assessments that much? And then if they want to raise it, then it's going to take them to hell or whatever, because they can't raise certain point.
First of all, now, if we did decide to do that, we could have a starting point higher than $50. People would have to vote on something higher than $50. But the higher you raise it, the less chance people are going to pay it also. I mean, yeah.
So we can't vote on, like, us. Vote on it being $20 instead of nothing at all and better safe than sorry.
But $50 sounds good right now.
$0.50
is wonderful. What's the problem with 50?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
The only thing I see in there is what I would like to see put in there is the maximum percentage they can raise it per year.
There is.
Okay, it's already
in there.
Right now it's 3%.
See,
like, do we want to raise it?
That's good.
For next year, we want to raise it. We can only go up 3%. It should be $1.50. So we could go up to $51.50. And the following year, basically the same thing. It would go up to 53. So it's 3%. It's already in there.
But I think I agree with her. I think we should keep the dues in there.
Yes.
I don't understand. Okay, if we don't keep the building, who collects all the money and sends out all the bills? You're doing it?
Well, I'm doing it.
Still would work really well.
Yes.
You just send out the bill. Now, if anybody has any complaints, they can call the police instead of the civic club people, right? So then I don't see a problem with just shutting down.
Most of the things that people complain about are city code violations.
Which, like, we don't have a say in anyways.
So it's the easiest thing to do is complain to the city, and the city will most likely take care of it. Yeah. They complain about too many cars in the street. We can't do anything about too many cars in the street.
Not unless they're blocking
the driveway.
Or the driveway.
Even if they're blocking the driveway, that's a city code violation.
Yeah.
Call the city.
Yeah.
So.
What about the lot where the swimming pool is? Who owns that? The city owns it?
No.
Y'all actually have to pay for mowing it?
Braeburn Glen Inc., which was the developer, is really the owner. They gave it with conditions to Braeburn Glen Recreation Association. Braeburn Glen Recreation Association ran the swimming pool and the park. They basically pulled it around 2008, something like that. They took out the swimming pool around that time also, I think. Then around 2012, this board took out the park that was there. There was a park there. They took that, and then they kept mowing it and paying the taxes. And it wasn't so bad, but a few years ago, they went up. They were paying like $600 a year. They went up to $2,000. This year, it's about $1,800. And so when we looked into, you remember about putting a park over there? Mm-hmm. And the people that lived around there went crazy? Mm-hmm. I mean, they went crazy. I had to report one of them to the police because he threatened me.
They didn't want the park?
No. Because it would attract people.
Oh.
And the funny thing is, three of them lived there when the park was there and the swimming pool was there. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what the attracting people, but anyhow. So finally I just said, you know what? You win. No park. It's not our property. We don't mow it. We don't mow it anymore. We're not going to pay the taxes either.
Oh, you don't pay taxes on it?
We're not going to pay them, no.
Mm-hmm. The city's going to end up taking it.
Because it's not our property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The original owners should take over.
And I told them, I said, look, you keep this up, this is what's going to happen. I guess, Mikey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's mowing it?
Huh?
Who mows it?
I think between maybe Victor and Melanie, they pay to have it mowed. So, but we're not mowing it. And they know, they asked me, to pay the tax. I said, no, it's not our property. We're not going to pay taxes on something that's not our property.
Right, if it goes back to the original owners, it's a commercial piece of land. They can have whatever on it anyways. So it defeats the purpose anyway. So they want somebody to pay the taxes so we can still keep it.
And then they wanted me to sign an affidavit saying that as a nonprofit, so they could get a discount for paying it, but that it was our property, the Civic Club property. I said, I'm not going to sign that. I'm not going to perjure myself for that. It's not our property. You want me to say something that's not true. And so they're going to have to pay the taxes. We'll find out in February they paid them. But, you know, it's up to them.
Oh, they're paying the taxes too?
Well, they're going to have to. If they don't want the property to be foreclosed on in time. And in fact, I even told them, you don't mow it, I'm going to report it to the city.
Yeah, you got to be petty.
And so, any more questions on any of this?
So, when are we going to make a decision tonight to let go of the building?
No. We're going to ask the community. I'm going to send out a survey to all the owners and ask them whether we should keep the lease or not.
Oh, you're going to send a survey with the owners to vote
yes,
on it?
Yes, to vote yes to keep it or no, not to keep it. So, then whatever they vote on...
If they can't use it, they probably don't need to say yes, we want to keep it. For what reason? They would not have a reason. We don't meet here, but they don't.
You know, as a civic club, we could probably meet... you know, take turns. I mean, one month at my house, another month at Dr. Weaker's house.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it does.
But what about the general meeting, though?
We can rent a building, or we can do like you know, most civic clubs actually get rooms for free at Baylen Park.
And isn't it nice there?
Baylen Park is real nice. Nice. So that's where like Robindale to. Sharpstown, they all meet at Baylen Park.
Right.
But like I said, if nothing else, we can rent a place, you know, for... We only have to have maximum 4 general meetings a year.
So we can just pay them for that time that we use in that thing?
Yeah. I mean, we could get a nice conference room for probably maybe $1,000 for one night, for a few hours.
Well, that's the name.
Yeah.
But also, if we let go of it... Will people come here and do criminal activities? Because the city does not want it.
No, we have the car wash right there for criminal activities.
I was gonna say something about that. We actually were discussing this, and he said that we might be able to petition.
Let's stay on this for right now. So, any more discussion on this?
So you want us to just go ahead and vote on all
from two through eight. I need a motion.
Okay.
Can I get a motion to?
To hire lawyers.
All of them.
Oh no, because we're not going to say yes to all of them because we don't agree with them.
Okay, we'll go one by one.
Yes.
Motion for number two. Do I hear your motion? Second?
I second it.
Yeah.
Okay, on number two. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that passed. Legal action. People that owe more than $1,000. And I think I can get most of them to pay without doing that. But
I second the motion.
But you hiring a lawyer only when you need him. But
yes.
I mean, we're not paying him. You're paying a certain amount. Yearly?
Just
if you need to hire him.
Her case, okay. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And she's very, very reasonable. She sent a cease and desist letter to our buddy. She charged us $20.
Okay.
So she's very reasonable. And I have to beg her to charge us so we can pay her.
Okay.
I move that we hire lawyer to pursue legal action against people with $1,000 or more.
Second? All in favor?
Yeah.
Whether to keep the civic club, ask the community?
Ask the community.
Ask the community.
Motion? Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number five, if you want to, we don't have to do number five. It's up to you.
Well, let's vote.
Okay, number five, ask the community to vote on going back to voluntary assessments.
We do the motion.
Motion.
Okay. I move that we ask the community to vote on going back to the voluntary assessments.
Second?
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Yeah.
All against?
Yeah.
I'm against.
One, two, three, four. Okay, fails.